Time for Canes fans to get what they want. Information, insight, and perspective. It's the Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes Report with Manny Navarro, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. Here's Big O and insider Manny Navarro.
All righty. It's a beautiful thing. There we go. We got Manny in the car. We are ready for our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes Report. Make sure you follow my man Manny on Twitter at Manny Navarro, at Manny underscore Navarro, and of course catch his work there at The Athletic. Manny, how you doing, my friend? Drive safe.
I am. I'm doing great. I tried to sneak out and get my girls some lunch at McDonald's, and I got caught up in the traffic, man. So I hope I come in clearly, and you guys can bear with me as a dad.
Well, it's today's world. We get it. So it's all understandable. Just drive safe. Look forward. You don't need to look at us.
Yeah, I am.
We're all good. We're all good. By the way, your boy Jalen Phillips looks like he's doing a nice little transition to the Dolphins.
Yeah, man. I mean, you talk about a guy who's an athletic freak. You know, you go back to what he did at the combine. You know, back in March and April, and when he was working out. I mean, to me, he's living up to being everything we saw then, you know, and as far as, you know, the question marks were just the concussion history and the neck injury, you know, that he had back when he was at UCLA. But, you know, he proved it through the entire season with the Hurricanes that he could stay healthy. So I think as long as he stays away from the concussions, man, I think he's going to have a really, 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 really good career. I think he's a type of guy who could be a Pro Bowl talent.
And listen, that's, I think guys like me were a little too concerned about the concussion history, and maybe others were also maybe a little too concerned because one of them was a motorcycle accident, which, dude, that can happen to any of us. And really, in the end, it didn't become habitual. Like, let's say the kid Jordan Reed that was a Gator and played for Washington and a couple of other teams, but he had like 9 concussions or something like that throughout his career, but that was a habitual thing. And that's where I think some of us maybe made a little too much of it, because it really never really became a habitual issue for Jalen Phillips.
No, it didn't, but it happened early on at UCLA where he got 3, you know, early on, including that was actually a moped accident, not a motorcycle, but a moped. But right. Either way, yeah, either way, I mean, you're right. It didn't continue at Miami. We didn't hear about those kind of injuries. Everything I heard from Blake Baker and all of his coaches at Miami was, you know, this guy's been the model citizen in terms of taking care of his body, doing the ice baths, getting the massages, doing everything needed to make sure nothing breaks down. And I think that's the number one thing in the NFL, right? It's how do guys take care of their bodies. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get dinged up every single week. I mean, it's just human nature. You're in huge collisions every single week, every single practice. And I think, you know, Jalen has the right approach. It's my body's my temple, and he treats it that way.
No doubt. So it's good to see him actually get in the groove and play well. Speaking of talent, Isaiah Horton, what can you tell us about Isaiah?
Really like this kid a lot. I got a chance to talk to his high school coach this week. And, you know, he's a kid out of Tennessee, another out-of-state commitment from Miami, which has kind of become a theme here. But he's big body, 6'3 and a half, 195, huge catch radius. He's run a 4.4 in the 40 in the past. Alabama was still calling for him up until last week, even though he'd already told Miami coaches 3 weeks ago he was committed. So, you know, I got a chance to talk to him as well. You know, it's super tough kid. He tore his PCL in a jet ski accident before his junior season. His friend was driving the boat and just they literally crashed into another boat while he was jet skiing. He lands on the boat, tears PCL, blood everywhere. I think he needed 36 stitches on his right knee. The kid comes back, doesn't have surgery, and he plays through his junior season because he was afraid he didn't have enough film to impress colleges. And so the kid, you know, ends up having 36 stitches on his right knee. On his right knee because the cut that he ends up tears PCL. And, you know, now in the offseason he had surgery, and he told me yesterday he's about 85% back to where he was. But he went through a whole season, a whole high school season with a torn PCL, playing both ways. Cornerback and receiver, led the team in interceptions, was the top receiver in the state. And it's just super tough kid. His coach compares him to Terrell Owens in terms of just that physical – you know, toughness, intensity. So I think it's a great pickup for Miami. Like I said, Alabama was still calling, trying to convince him to come to Alabama.
Wow, that's nice to see now that Manny's getting the kind of guys that as Satan wants. When Satan wants you, you know, the devil's right. calling, and you know, he wants your soul. So I'm glad that they're able to keep him in here. Anything new with NILs? Because we're watching people all over the country sign for hundreds and thousands of dollars. So you know, tell me about a young man making a lot of money. What do we got? Anything new?
Yeah, well, Quinn Ewers, the quarterback out of South Lake Carroll in Texas, he's the number one recruit in the country, headed to Ohio State. This week, I'm sure you saw the article by Pete Thamel on Yahoo where, you know, he's thinking about foregoing his senior high school season so he can go and make money up at Ohio State in Columbus. So, to me, interesting dynamic, interesting change, something new, NIL, because of the fact that a lot of states do not allow high school kids to cash in on NIL. And here's a kid who thinks he can get upwards of seven figures right now, just being a backup quarterback, essentially, at Ohio State. So I wrote a story on that. I actually reached out to the Brian Stumpf, the camp director at Elite 11. He's been there for two decades running. And I asked him, I said, do you think this kid could actually come in and win a starting job at Ohio State? Remember, they don't have anybody who's really played among the quarterbacks. They got a couple of other five-star kids that have been in camp for the last year and a half or year. But this kid is super talented, really amazing arm. But, you know, it's a lot to ask a 17-year-old to come in and start for a college team as a quote-unquote college freshman when you really should be a high school senior. But that's kind of the big story this week with that. I talked to a lot of the Hurricanes. I went to an event Monday night here in Wynwood with De'Aaron King and, you know, Lou Headley and a bunch of other guys were sort of hanging out. And I got a chance to talk to them just about NIL. And, you know, again, Manny Diaz talks about this being a thing where it has to be sort of watched in the locker room. In other words, the players, as long as they police themselves and they share in the goodness, and this shouldn't be something that tears apart a locker room. I think right now Miami has the kind of locker room where you have enough good leadership, enough guys watching out for one another, that they're going to tell guys, hey, man, you know what? Stay in and study film. You don't need to go to whatever club to get paid for NIL this week. Wait until our bye week or do something else. And I think that's just the attitude that you're going to see in Miami's locker room.
Well, the NIL thing that you just talked about with the kid at Ohio State, is he dropping out of high school, get like his GED, and then go into Ohio State? Is that what he's going to do? Something like that? Because if he's going to leave early, then he's passing up his senior year then, right?
Right. I think the deal with Ewers is he's gonna graduate early by taking one online English class, which I guess you're allowed to do if you're that close to graduating. So really, I mean, in terms of the Ewers deal, I mean, I think a lot of high school kids who have intentions of graduating early, right, and enrolling in spring football in December, they get to the point where maybe they need two classes to graduate because they take online courses, etc. So I think kids like Ewers who have that potential could end up doing this if it means they can cash in on those NIL deals. Now, I don't expect many guys to have seven-figure deals. Oh, I think a lot of this is going to be a few hundred dollars here, a couple thousand dollars there. I think the seven-figure deals are going to be guys like Quinn Ewers and Bryce Young at Alabama, who, you know, it's the star quarterbacks, the stars at the elite college powers.
Okay, that's interesting because to me, part of the, like last night, we had the NBA draft, and to me, the NBA draft is garbage nowadays. Like, I don't really relate to the NBA draft much anymore because I don't watch college basketball anymore because there are no stars left in college basketball anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't stay for three or four. You know, you and I grew up watching Patrick Ewing in the same Georgetown team for 3 to 4 years and Ronnie Cicely and watching Dikembe Mutombo and watching Allen Iverson and we watch real stars in college for 3 to 4 years. We got to see Michael Jordan in a North Carolina uniform for 3 years. These are things you don't see anymore in college basketball. So I'm wondering, is there any chance that the NILs could actually help college basketball win back some of those stars?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think right now, I mean, money is ruling the day, right? And I think, you know, we've seen guys decide that they're going to go play in the G League or they're going to go play overseas. I think college basketball in a lot of ways is, I don't want to call it dead, because I think you're still going to see a handful of guys want to enjoy the college process. But I think all the elite guys, if there's a way for them to make money immediately, they're going to leave. That's just the way it is. Right. They're going to go where they have to go to cash in on that money. And so I think, you know, you mentioned it, the draft last night, it was pretty boring, right? I mean, it was nothing exciting, just a bunch of guys getting drafted that, you know, probably aren't going to be on NBA rosters. So I think that's the unfortunate future. And I think NIL presents it even more. There's going to be more guys wanting to cash in on that money when they're 17, 16, 17, 18 years old. The future stars, they're not going to stick around. They're just going to, you know, go out and collect that paycheck. And that's the way it is.
I'm with you there. All right. You wrote an article in The Athletic, and please check out, follow Manny on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. But more importantly, subscribe to The Athletic, because he does an excellent job of covering the Canes. Plus, they cover all your local teams, and they cover nationally, too. So you get breaking news also from their national writers. Clemson's thoughts on Miami. Without giving up the whole article, give us a nugget or two there from it.
Yeah, really, I mean, that was a big game in Miami at the time. Nashville was number one versus number seven. And we know how it went. Clemson pretty much, I don't want to say dominated Miami, but the Hurricanes really weren't in it, right? And so I talked to a couple of their players, James Skalski, their linebacker, as well as Matt Bockhorst, their offensive lineman, one guy on each side, just to ask them, hey, who impressed you at Miami? And, you know, the bottom line is they think North Carolina is the team that they're going to face in Charlotte in the ACC championship game. You know, as impressive as De'Aaron King might have been to James Skalski, I think the rest of Miami's roster is kind of like, you know, not a whole lot of love for the Hurricanes. So I think it was interesting to me. I mean, look, I didn't just talk to guys from Clemson. I talked to guys from NC State, Pittsburgh, different guys in the conference. Louisville played Miami last year to get their opinion on which Hurricanes really stand out to them as players. And I'll tell you, I came away just like, man, De'Aaron King is really the guy that everybody respects. And the rest of the team, I don't know, man. And I think it kind of put the fear into me, like, man, you know, De'Aaron King better be healthy. Like, he better be really healthy this year and good to go. And you think back to last year, think of the Virginia Tech game on the road. Think of the NC State game on the road, where they came out and they pulled it out at the end of those games, in part because of plays that De'Aaron King made. I think, you know, we all down here live in our little bubble, right, of Hurricanes. And, hey, they were 8-3 last year, and they looked good up until that North Carolina game and yada, yada, yada. But it's interesting to see what others think of Miami.
Well, if you want to find out about that article, go to The Athletic, subscribe, follow Manny on Twitter at Manny_Navarro, and catch him here twice weekly, Tuesdays and Fridays, right here with our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report. And, of course, make sure you call my friends at Caneswear, 954-835-5597. Go to 2511 South University Drive tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You can meet Mike Hartley there, so you can get an autograph, and he'll be there at Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Go to caneswear.com. All orders over $99, you will get free shipping. Manny, as always, you're a stud, my brother. Thank you for taking some time. Enjoy your weekend. We will see you again on Tuesday.
Thanks, brother. Good talking to you again. Take care.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CS, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.